Good morning, Casey from First Years. Okay, so we're just having a quick catch up of your project's development and any exhibition plans you have for the show. So if you just want to let us know where you're headed, what you're doing.
Have you got a plan?
Yes.
It's
kind of light.
Okay.
It's kind of do my project on paper and get a wooden board and like put it onto the board and then hang on the wall.
Okay. Let's come back to that in a moment. What is the image of? Like, what have we sort of decided on? Can we have a look at some of these experiments and start eliminating and yaying some processes? So one central image. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, out of all of this, talk to us and tell us what you think is really successful and working.
I think this is working. I just kind of need the dots to be a bit neater. But I like this idea because, like, the Bengal tigers and how they're from India. So I did some Indian kind of painting methods and stuff.
Okay. Now, have you got this documented in your sketchbook?
I've just started writing it, yeah.
Okay, have you got any visuals in your sketchbook so we can
No, not yet.
Any research into sort of Indian-inspired pattern designs?
Not yet.
Because that would need to be backed up for this.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, I would have done that the other way around. I'd have researched the patterns first so that my patterns are informed and correct.
Now, Casey, your sketchbook hasn't updated since the last presentation, which was how many weeks ago now? When did we do the last presentation? At least sort of three or four weeks ago, something like that. And that's a little bit worrying, if I'm being honest with you, okay? Because we made some quite clear suggestions of what to do. And I appreciate you've made some great strides in terms of the practical stuff. But with UAL, the weight of your grade is not within your practical stuff. It's spread across all of the evidence. Now, if you hope to achieve even a pass, okay, when you look at the grading matrix, which is in your studio, a fail still says insufficient evidence. That doesn't mean there wasn't any evidence. At the moment, honey, if I'm being really honest with you, there is insufficient evidence being presented, okay? So what can we do to get you on track with your sketchbook? Talk to us. What's gonna help you?
I don't know. I'm not really sure what goes in my sketchbook and then what comes like good practical stuff.
Okay. Well, in your sketchbook, it's definitely research, artist research, wider contextual research. But I would expect to see in here, as I suggested to you last time, research into the hunting of tigers, you know, what they're used for, so Chinese medicines, that sort of stuff. You know, cultural issues around the preservation of tigers. But that's like printouts from the internet, you know, really achievable stuff. That is another type of research. So you have your artist research, which informs the materials, the processes that you might use, compositions, style, yeah? But your wider context underpins your idea, your theme, and it justifies why you've chosen it, okay? So that's where you need to have like news articles that have been written about the hunting of these sort of creatures. Organisations that support to preserve these creatures, like organisations like the WWF, for instance. Durrell, you know, like it. Your subject has got lots that you can be evidencing to justify why you've chosen this topic. Also, what goes into your sketchbook, designing, that happens in your sketchbook, absolutely. Technical notes, where you're documenting the processes that you're using, and also maybe health and safety concerns and considerations, I believe you've been told to keep them in a separate folder.
No.
Is that been happening?
Yeah.
Have you been photographing these, like, step by step?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Because come assessment day, now you've said this to me, I'm going to be expecting to see it. What also goes into your sketchbook is annotations, okay? Where you're kind of like stating why you've done these things. How is it informing your project? And that doesn't have to be war and peace. It can be very bullet point, you know? Because that it, like your sketchbook, there's, at the moment, you jump from animals here, which is your main focus, to climate change and tsunamis, but you've got sort of like drawings of them, but you haven't like backed them up with any actual real photographs of them or any sort of like newspaper articles. And largely, I think we said that because these weren't your main focus, to just cover up these pages with the wider context around big cats, like the problems, the issues, newspaper articles. I mean, you're at the point now in education, Casey, where it is a lot back onto you guys. You know, I don't like the idea of doing education at people, okay? It doesn't feel like it's a very helpful way of delivery. It takes some motivation and some energy from you to get yourself organised and to do a little bit of the legwork in understanding what goes into a sketchbook. Yeah, we give you a brief that outlines the evidence that we want from you guys. And it's clear from what you've got here that you do have some understanding of what goes into a sketchbook. It's just maybe not substantial at the moment. So you've got your why a tiger's hunted here, and you're making statements, but if you backed it up with some newspaper articles or like web pages, like PETA, or is it PETA, or whatever PETA. It's that organisation that, you know, is all about animals, then you're, you know, putting these statements, which at the moment kind of look largely like your own thinking, into a real life context, so that UAL go, oh yeah, okay, so she's making these statements based on actual research she's done, you know.
Where did you get this information from?
Okay. Sea World.
Yeah.
That's random.
That is.
That's super random.
And these don't live in the sea.
Yeah, super random that they should be writing about. I mean, maybe they've expanded their annual interest.
But things like that, if you're researching organisations, be selectful, but print directly from the website.
Yeah, don't rewrite.
You're wasting your time doing that. You're making you're doing two jobs rather than one.
Take
Does
screenshots, print them out.
Yeah, stick them straight in. A little post-it note. This is what I take from this research.
Yeah, this is what's important.
Yeah. Make your life easier.
Yeah, I think just some better habits and some smarter ways of doing things is what is needed. Because, yeah, we moved on from there a while ago, so I would expect to see some planning and some drawing of these images that you're now producing. For the time that you've had on this project, I would expect to see the sketchbook full. That was the expectation of me as a student here. And our final major project was 7 weeks long. You guys have had 13 weeks. This is insufficient, okay, at the moment. Your practical stuff is sufficient, but you have to give some energy back to this. Can you see how that's a bit of an issue?
Yeah.
Yeah? I know you're not silly, I know that you have a brain, okay, and I'm afraid that you know that this is not sufficient. Do you have a part-time job?
Yeah.
Okay, is that all weekend?
Kind of, sometimes.
Okay.
Depends.
What is it? What do you do?
Oh, at Cineworld.
At Cineworld. Okay. So, is there any chance that you can speak to your boss and maybe negotiate your hours for the next, like, 2 or 3 weeks that you've got left of this project?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can give some energy to this?
Yep.
And if you need Sarah or myself to speak to your employers, if there's any kickback, please do that. So you have to treat this place as if we're your boss. Okay, this is your job. And this is where your focus is going to be. Unless you want to work at Cineworld forever. So these are your choices to make, okay? And I'm not here to throw any judgment at you. Do you hope to carry on to the second year?
Yep.
Okay. Well, in that case, honey, you need to ramp it up.
Yeah.
Ramp up the productivity. And like I said, with your annotations, it can be like a post-it note that's stuck in here with a couple of bullet points explaining why you've done these things. How are they helping towards your project? Okay. Now, Sarah is absolutely right in terms of this pattern work. I'm not convinced that this is Indian.
Hmm.
Yeah. And please, I'd love to be proven wrong. I really would, okay? But you need to have images in here of traditional Indian textiles so that when I go to this page and I look at this, I go, oh yeah, totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
These patterns are just coming out of nowhere. You have to justify and back up everything that you're doing, okay? In terms of your plan for your exhibition, no problem whatsoever. But I think we've still got a ways to go in terms of the imagery and making sure that that's really solid so that the people coming to see your show, your friends, your family, other people's friends and family, can look at your images and really understand what it is that you're communicating, yeah, mm-hmm. So that there can be no disconnect or issue. Now, I don't know how you've been getting on with your blog.
I've just had a look and I'm quite shocked. Every single Friday we have blog sessions. I am aware that in the sessions you do talk a lot, the four of you. I think there's four of you, maybe more, all the girls. And there hasn't been any updates in a long time. You have some serious input to do on your blog. None of this stuff's on there. You've not taken. There's nothing in your research. There's nothing on your evaluation and reflection. We can't stress enough how important that is, because we will mark it for you, but the UAL will also give you a mark, and they can't mark what's not there. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So you have a lot to do for this and a lot to do for your blog.
So maybe step back a moment from the practical stuff, because that's where your strength is at the moment, and just give some time to these activities and get them sorted out. So today, that's kind of what you're focusing on, okay? And maybe again each Friday, that's solely what you're doing.
You might need to take more than one session of the day dedicated towards your
blog. Or heaven forbid, work at home.
Yeah.
There is an expectation of Highlands College, okay, not from me or even from UAL, that students will do at least 30 hours independent study. That is the expectation of the college, okay? And I can only speak from my experience. Certainly when I was a student here, I was up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning working on my sketchbooks. Okay, you have to put in the hours, honey. We're not giving away qualifications for free.
You have to work for it.
Yeah. Okay, and you're capable.
You have skill.
You have skill. But there's a bit of, dare I say it, laziness going on here. Please don't make the excuse of you don't know what to put in a sketchbook, but then not ask for help and support, okay? If you're struggling, if you're stuck, please be vocal about it. We're happy to go over things again, but you have to. to be communicating with us, okay? Is that fair, Casey?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to say anything unfair and that you feel like you're being really hard done by, but from observation, I have to be honest with you, okay? There's no point in me going, oh, this all looks fabulous, and then ignore the big elephant in the room, okay, which is all the support work, okay? You need to get a bit hotter on this. So do you understand what you need to be backfilling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because to my mind, it's the wider contextual research, definitely a bit more artist research for sure, because I don't know how many we've got in here. There's one, two. That's kind of the wider contextual
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Your last project, Negotiator Specialism, you were asked for a minimum of 5 artists, and that was 5 weeks worth of work.
Yeah. In a project of this length, in order to even get a pass, I would say a minimum of 6 to get a pass. If you were aiming for like a distinction, I'd expect 1 week, so 13. That directly feed into the project work. At the moment, it would be good to see you finding people that create stuff like this, and I suggested to you the artist Nicholas Romerl and the recent paintings
mm-hmm.
he's done
mm-hmm.
of big African creatures.
But this, where you took inspiration from this collage, is not referenced in
no.
your sketchbook, it's only on your mood board. Does that make sense? So I'd stick that artist with some
yeah.
visuals in here
yeah.
to show the link, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So wider context needs to be added in. Artist research needs to be added to. Certainly some design development stuff, like, you know, these Indian patterns, inspiration points like that need to be added in here. So what are called thumbnail compositions, so really rough drawings, a bit like this, of different compositions for your tigers, yeah? That shows planning. You've done it here, but we've moved on from this now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is almost irrelevant, okay? So you need to be updating the planning. And it's fine that these aren't relevant, because it shows the journey that you've been
it's
on.
It's important to show that.
But you could have stuck a post-it note going, oh, you know, having had a presentation, whatever week it was, where we discussed these designs, we, you know, determined that they weren't appropriate. You know, that's where you get the ticks from, okay? Lot to do, Casey, in
a lot to do.
Relatively short amount of time now.
You're going to be grafting now
yeah.
for
yeah.
the next few weeks. You also have, we know that you've reflected and evaluated many things throughout this project, but there's nothing on your blog
mm.
in that section.
Mm.
Like, you've reflected on these, you've moved on from these. That's why they're not, you know, being taken forward.
Mm.
So you now have to backtrack everything you've reflected on and put that on your blog. Yeah? You've got lots of things to fill in on your blog. But if you need support with that, I can help you after lunch. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So, in terms of the size of your work for the show, is this the size you're wanting to work in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say instantly that we're not going to put it on a board. Because, first of all, it makes it really heavy, okay, to put it on a wall. And two, it's not appropriate. Like, you either create the painting on the board, or we find a different method,
mm-hmm.
okay? Materials are expensive, honey, and, you know, using that much material to just stick that to it is a waste, okay? There are better and more appropriate methods. Like, we could mount that onto a bit of card, for instance, or even cardboard, you know, you could go and buy a picture frame for it if you want it professionally sort of presented. We could just display the paper, okay, with like bulldog clips or pins or whatever, sticking it to a board, no, okay. So you might want to do an experiment where you try painting directly onto the board. I don't know if you've done one already, maybe. So that's maybe something you try, yeah? And then, yeah, you've instantly got your canvas and we can put that up if you're concerned about, you know, buckling paper, yeah? The practical side for you, Casey, I'm not totally worried about. I think there's some issues in terms of this pattern work. I'm not opposed to it, but I just want to be convinced it's accurate. Okay. There's some little bits to tie up with the logistics for the display, but I think all of that will be fine. Okay. It's this stuff, the blog and this.
So instantly on here, stick on wooden board and hang on the wall. You can make an annotation to that. Perhaps funding, time, materials available.
Yeah.
Make a little note to that. That can go straight on your planning, production on your blog.
Absolutely.
A photo of that will do.
Yeah.
Yeah? Little things like that you need to get into a habit of. When you're painting things like this, get one of your friends to take a photo. But we'll get you there.
There's loads of potential here, Casey. Okay, there really is. But rock it up it.
Yeah.
From now on.
Get your skates on.
Get your skates on, love. Stop chatting and make, okay? Thank